Body and Mind welcomes Dominic Rex-Harup to our platform. Dominic is based in the Western Cape and is a Shiva Shakti blessing giver, Reiki master, and Kundalini teacher. Welcome, Dominic.
Thank you, Taryn.
Dominic, let's start with you. Who is Dominic?
Well, my spiritual path started early in my life. My journey with the Sacred Feminine began, unbeknownst to me, when I was 8 years old. My parents were initiated by a disciple of Srimadaji Devi's in 93, and I would often ask and spend time watching her video when I was young. Mother would visit me spiritually and teach me many things, mudras about the chakras, astral travel, and even a little bit of Sanskrit. From about age 14, I would often dream about my past lives, and I wanted to change them. But life went on, and I became interested in worldly things, in computers and technology. It wasn't about 2006 when I felt my calling to become a healer. So I first thought that was meant to mean I would do medicine, but I quickly lost interest in allopathic medicine, and I began to study shamanism with shaman elder Maggie Walls, and her humor got me out of my overly analytical mind into working and clearing my body. I studied under her how to do a shamanic journey, how to travel with the soul and push my consciousness back in time. Then a need to meet with the Divine Feminine in myself was reawoken after a dream sending in about Feb 2010. At the time, I was a level 2 Sui Reiki practitioner with 4 years of experience in deep entropy. Nothing could lift my depression. Looking for support and solace, I was ordained as a priest in the Gnostic Christian tradition. It was by following their teachings that I later became self-actualized, which is clear in my emotions, in my chakras and mind. The Divine Feminine was merciful one night, and Shiva, or God, the Holy Spirit, appeared to me in a dream offering consolation, promising to lift me out of sexual imbalance of my id if I would listen. Not long after the dream, I met with a distant cousin of mine, Werner Reinecker, who had, a few years previously, had his own spontaneous Kundalini awakening. So it was in March 2011 that I was attuned to Shiva energy through him, where I picked up the basics of this very separate tradition of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the path of the masculine polarity of source or creator. By divine grace, I survived quite a difficult awakening and achieved clarity in my present life karma and sin, and so achieved Sahaja Samadhi, or effortless enlightenment, and activated my social conscience. In March 2013, I set up my life coaching practice and have found much success in assisting people to transform their lives since then. To date, I'm still working on becoming fully self-realized.
Wow, Dominic, you are a very interesting individual.
Thank you.
So please help us understand what it is that you do.
Okay, well, my approach to healing and personal transformation is holistic, focusing on you as, or the person as, a unique, complex, dynamic being of body, emotions, mind, and spirit. I offer to serve as a facilitator in people's transformations and self-initiated process of healing. I'm there to be their listener, their mirror, their partner in this process of healing. In the course of my work, together with clients, we may explore about the client's well-being. We may address their life history, their stresses, their belief system and attitudes, their family and childhood history, ego states, diet, exercise, dreams, longings, and how they are in relationships. Depending on what the client needs, I could be called on to don my Gnostic priest role and be asked to do a house blessing or a space clearing or a name blessing. I really see myself to be a blessing giver. This is the core of what I do, which means I assist people to start a cleansing process of some level of their multidimensional anatomy. So I coach people about how to get through clearing their bodies, chakras, mind, dream body, nadis, id, conscience, of energetic debt. As a person clears these multidimensional levels of their anatomy, their intuition gets better, so they can guide themselves through their lives better, and they feel lighter, clearer, able to meditate and experience higher dimensions. So a student may come to me, for example, for a tan halo blessing and want to clear the physical body and ego, and that they can complete by doing yoga with a qualified instructor, like you, Taryn, do Pilates, or as I recommend for me, as I'm not that experienced with yoga, is recommending doing TRE, which is the trauma release exercises founded by David Bocelli, and the five Tibetan exercises, written in a book by Peter Calder about exercises they do in the East and on rising. So I make a team for the person to assist them with their process wherever they happen to be in the world. I'm only working with an international client, and I often meet with people over Skype. So I'll arrange to have work with their doctor, their shrink, or their Pilates instructor, and we make a team to offer them a transition in their life if they're going through a midlife crisis or whatever might be happening in their life. I also offer a free 3-day Shakti or Kundalini baptism workshop at the Buddhist Retreat Center in Ikopa once a year in September. I've been doing this for about 2 years now. This workshop is for those who want to incorporate Shakti healing into their practice, or for seekers who want to start their journey towards self-actualization, self-realization, and enlightenment. It's not just about getting a golden halo. There's much more to the process than that, and many more colors in the realm of experience than just that one.
Wow, the work that you do seems quite comprehensive. You know, is there, just off the cuff, is there perhaps a time frame that people can look at when coming to you for this kind of healing? How long do you think this process could take?
Well, when I work with the person, and we're working on multidimensional layers, we're starting with what they have is the physical. We work with getting rid of their physical stress, how to manage their stress, how to manage their lifestyle, how to manage what's going on with them. Some people might already have achieved this and they have a different experience coming to me. Some people might start with me on the emotional realm, and we might start working with EFT or emotional process or hypnosis to work with their mind or their emotions, or to work on their dreams or whatever happens to be giving them a problem, if it's post-traumatic stress disorder or if it is issues with, say, traumatic memories from the past. I work with them from where they are, and I get them to the next state. And eventually, if they can clear themselves on multiple levels, and their frequency in their brain through meditating shifts up from beta to alpha to theta to delta, and higher than that, they achieve a very high state of efficiency and self-actualization. And later on, after they've mastered clearing up indications and issues from hypnosis with the past, if they've cleared issues from past lifetimes, and they've cleared a sufficient number of that, they have a certain quota that they need to clear in this life, they get their golden halo, and that means that they have mastered enough of their internal world. So in a consultation, a lot of what I do is standard psychotherapy, and I would focus on the problem, whether it is physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. Some people would come to me for healing sessions, and I would either work with them in person or by distance, or for my students or people who have done certain preparations with me over the period of, say, 6 months, because you asked me about time frame. Mm-hmm. It takes about 6 months to tackle the body and emotions for most people, and up to 3 years to work with achieving a certain degree of self-actualization or self-awareness and self-realization. But it is indeed a process that takes one's whole life. So I guide them on the process, and we fast track them through working on things week by week. Mm-hmm. And in accessing the causal state of consciousness, which is theta, the white in the mind's eye in meditation, if you've ever been there, you'll see the white in the mind's eye. We work on looking at dreams, past lives, futures, how they are in relationships, karmic bands, and even look at their soul contract to get them to have a better guidance and direction in their life. In a healing session, I use Shiva or Shakti energy, and I combine it with the Reiki and channel it into the light body, where it distributes through the chakras to fill the entire body. The energy has a cosmic divine intelligence, and it works with you on many levels to bring the necessary healing and awakening from top to toe. So it brings about, yes, it is quite an amazing process. It's intelligent energy that knows what to do. So it needs to relax you, work on the emotions, mental clarity, or just bring you into spiritual peace, whatever you may need, to bring you into a place where you can guide yourself and become better integrated, less stressed, less worried, less anxious, less concerned, less depressed.
Well, this is fantastic work that you're doing. And Dominic, we definitely need more people like you to help us through this process. Thank you.
Thank you. So through this process, I use a variety of modalities to explore the inner world of a client. I will use ego state therapy, somatic experiencing, hypnosis, trauma release exercises, and the emotional freedom technique. Just a bit of information about the work that I do with the Well of Dreams or with the Akashic Records. For a student who's been meditating for about 10 years or 20 years, they normally have fairly well-developed senses, and they're ready to go into another level with me. They're ready to look at working with their six-dimensional light body, where we work with taking out life books of a subject of interest. Everything that's ever been published on the earth is available in this frequency called the Akashic Records. So there are rooms in this, what appears to us in our perceptions to be a library, and ways to see the past, see the future, work with life between life regression, which often brings a person much comfort. We can also get a reading on all the planets they've maybe incarnated on, and look at their passage and rites of passage as a star seed, and look at their life's contract. It all depends on the individual, how much they meditate. I treat people on three continents, from all walks of life, ages, and faith groups, be it New Age, Buddhist, Christian, Hindu, agnostic, and others. I never judge. I only ask that people just come and experience the session for themselves, to experience their essence and realize about their experiment with truth.
Oh, fantastic. So then, Dominic, how can people contact you? Is it better over Skype, or can they email, can they phone?
Sure. You can get hold of me on info@dominicharhoff.guru, on Skype, Dom3 Merlin, by phone 079-548-8947, or on the landline 044-873-0547.
Right. Thank you very much for your time, Dominic. It's really been an interesting 10 minutes. We're going to end off now. Big thank you here on the Body and Mind platform. And we say goodbye and very big thank you to Dominic Hara.
Thanks, Taryn. Namaste.
Namaste.
And to all those listening. Thank you.